Today's episode is brought to you by Mazars.
Sound Cartel.
It makes sense that sales managers have sales experience. The experience of being on the front line should mean something when it comes to leading others, right? Well, not necessarily. From Sound Cartel, I'm Nicole Goodman, and this is Business Essentials Daily. Don't kid yourself. Sales and sales management are not the same thing, says Sue Barrett, founder and CEO of Barrett Consulting Group. Sales management is a particular skill that you don't just pick up once you've been thrust into a leadership position. Sue's recognised 8 essentials when it comes to sales management. Follow those, and it's a lot easier to lead your sales team and ultimately make more sales. But what is sales management precisely? Sue Barrett explains to Chris Ashmore.
Well, it's definitely not selling. This is the challenge that we have. Sales management is about looking at your sales system. It's about understanding strategy, process, people and culture. It's then about coordinating all of those elements in such a way that you can actually deliver on your business growth strategies through people. And what we're finding is that sales management is the least studied area in business management. In fact, if it's studied at all, would be the question. So this is a real challenge. But nonetheless, it is a vital ingredient and a vital function inside any organisation.
Well, why is it important to make a distinction between sales and sales management?
Because selling is when you're engaging with people out in the marketplace, when you're actually having conversations with current and prospective customers, when you're trying to look at how you can help them and solve problems for them and start to build up a healthy, viable relationship. Sales management is about you're the steward of systems, the leader of people, and the manager of things, is how I like to look at it. So a sales leader, sales manager, they need to be able to make sure that that team of salespeople are actually able to execute well and to deal with customers in a way that is going to be serving the business and the strategy and customers in the best manner possible. So selling is very different from sales management.
If you're good at sales, and I suppose this relates to any role in any company, but if you're good at sales, is it a natural progression then to become the sales manager and impart your experience onto the junior staff?
It's seen as a natural progression inside organisations, but whether or not it's the right progression, what people do usually is they look at the top sales performer, the one who's bringing in the most results and working very effectively with customers, and they show them one trajectory only, and that is to sales management. And so the logical progression would be, okay, my next career step is to become a sales manager. But any leader out there listening to this, any sales manager or any salesperson knows that the best salesperson often doesn't make the best sales manager. They've often learnt selling by default, not design. And so what they end up doing is saying to junior sales staff or other sales staff, just be like me. But that doesn't help anyone because we don't know really what they're doing, how they do it, and what works best. And so that's why you have to separate out personality from systems and process. So what is a good strategy? What is a good process? How do we sell around here despite personalities? And then you've got to be a really good coach of people to build up to those standards. We all know in the sporting world that the best football player, for example, doesn't necessarily make the best coach. And so the same can apply to selling. So what we do find is that sales managers who've come from being the best salesperson, not always, but in many cases, make the worst sales managers because they don't know how to lead and manage and coach people. They don't understand the systems they're working to, and therefore they don't know how to help people help themselves become effective as salespeople.
I would assume it's important to have a minimum standard of sales capability.
Well, yes. I mean, there are foundations that we need to have in play. And what we found is that the sales sort of leadership essentials, if you want to call it, is they need to be able to define sales strategy and see it through to its implementation. They need to be able to develop, implement and monitor sales systems. They need to be able to actually inculcate sales discipline that supports a performance-based culture. They need to be able to stimulate and innovate change. So they've got to be able to help people see what opportunity is, because when you're on the ground in sales, things shift and change all the time. So they've got to be quite adaptive. They also need to be able to select and build sales teams effectively. And then they've got to train, teach and coach sales teams. I would say that the people side of a sales leader's role is around at least 60% dealing with humans. The other 40% would be dedicated to strategy development and then reporting. They've also got to be able to facilitate territory management plans that support the strategy. So they're dealing with a variable system every day, and they're dealing with humans, which make it even more variable. So they've got to be very people-centred, but strategic and business-savvy as well. There's not many people out there that can actually pull this role off well naturally. So we have to develop these capabilities.
Well, you've identified 8 essentials of sales management. What are they?
Okay, the number one is to create and manage your sales systems, processes and protocols. You've got to understand what's in your system and make sure that they're set up and they're clear for everyone to see. You need to support the sales effort by instilling disciplines so that people understand what good performance looks like and they know the minimum standards of excellence we're applying. They need to be able to develop and manage good sales strategies. So those have to be well thought out and applied, know what market segments we're after, know what type of customers you want to sell to, because good strategy is what you leave out. So we don't want splat approaches to selling. We want laser-like approaches. They need to be really effective at stimulating and managing change, as I've mentioned earlier. They also have to manage sales performance budgets and targets. They need to be able to sustain commitment to the organisation. So that means not only working with their sales teams, but across the business. They have to know how the inner workings of the business operate so that everyone understands how everyone in the business supports the customer experience. So they've got to be really good, not just at helping their team sell out to the market, but they've got to be an ambassador inside an organisation to ensure that everyone understands how we're trying to execute this on the ground with customers. They've also got to be very effective at developing, training and coaching people, and also selecting sales team members and stimulating individual talent. So that would be the core 8 elements that I would be looking at. And you can see it's quite complex. There's a number of things in there people need to be skillful at. So it is a multifaceted role, but by mastering these, people can actually become incredibly effective sales leaders. But we have to raise awareness about these functions inside businesses, because like I said, most people don't even stop to look at these and consider them as being effective or useful, but they are essential inside any business.
That was Barrett Consulting Group CEO, Sue Barrett. This episode of Business Essentials Daily is produced by the team at Sound Cartel. Thanks for listening. I'm Nicole Goodman. We'll bring you more Be Daily tomorrow. Follow at BE Daily Podcast across social media and head to bedaily.com.au for more from the Business Essentials Daily Podcast. Sound Cartel. This episode was brought to you by Mazars. To find out more, visit mazars.com.au. That's MAZARS.com.au.